Ashley Smith Juarez, exciting news. You'll be leading this effort in Northeast Florida. How did this all come about?
Well, this is an exciting time for Northeast Florida and for our potential as a region. Through partnership with the PGA Tour and the Players Championship, the Clinton Foundation looked at the region, tried to understand some of what was already happening here and some of the gaps that we had, and chose Northeast Florida as one of four initial sites for its Clinton Health Matters initiative. So I am appreciative of the recognition that we are a region that is cooperative and collaborative, but still has some ways to go, and the resources of the Clinton Foundation will help us get there.
And of course, the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, they're dedicated to eradicating poverty and disease around the world. People might not realize how intensively they're focused on these United States, too. What will they be doing in this area, and how will you be spearheading efforts when it comes to our health?
Absolutely. There are seven initiatives under the Clinton Foundation. Clinton Health Matters is one of those seven. We are a domestic initiative right now, and have three main strategies for the work: to lower rates of preventable disease, as you mentioned, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, to narrow health disparity gaps, to really level the playing field in terms of health outcomes, as well as lowering the cost of healthcare through wellness and prevention. People need less care when they're able to take care of their own health through their environment and through their own practices at home.
And if you're just joining the program, we're speaking live right now with Ashley Smith Juarez. Not only is she on the Duval County School Board, she's been tapped to lead this area's new Clinton Health Matters initiative, part of the Clinton Foundation. What are your questions about the health issues here in Northeast Florida and how this initiative might make a difference? We'll go to your calls in just a moment at 549-2937. So we have a pretty good sense of what the problems are. We've got high rates of HIV, high rates of childhood obesity, high rates of infant mortality, lots of health challenges. We've got lots of poverty in this area. We've got massive income inequality. We've got very wealthy areas and very poor areas. We've got educational challenges, as you know, by your work on the school board. How will this initiative really drill down and start to move the needle on some of these issues? It's certainly not easy to affect those statistics. It won't happen overnight, I'm sure.
Certainly. And the Clinton Foundation understands that no one person has all of the answers, but that we can bring together people who can find them. And that is the guiding force behind this idea of community transformation. So we will be hosting a large-scale convening in December to bring stakeholders from across the community and across sectors together to look at the current data. We are an initiative that is rooted in data using the county health rankings that the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation puts out for counties across the country, but also understanding the perceptions and the needs of individuals here. So that convening will help to inform what are the bold action steps that this community is ready to take in order to achieve better health outcomes.
And we'll go to your calls in just a moment on this at 549-2937. Those county health rankings are very revealing. For example, when I've looked at them in the past, St. John's County is off the charts, doing very well, number one. Duval, much lower. Some of our rural counties like Baker and Putnam really have huge health issues. So you got your work cut out for you, don't you?
Absolutely. And the Health Matters initiative here will be focused on the five county MSA area. So Baker, Clay, Duval, Nassau, and St. John's. That doesn't mean that the work can't be exported and transported to counties outside. But when we look at those county health rankings, as you mentioned, St. John's is number one. Baker is number 60.
And that's 60. Nationally or statewide?
Statewide.
Yeah, statewide.
Yes. And Baker being number 62 out of 67. So we know that there is some disparity when we talk about narrowing gaps. But we also have to drill down into that information to understand by zip code or by other demographic factor, where are the needs and how do we address them?
And social determinants are such a big part of this. For people who aren't familiar with that concept, Can you explain a little bit about that?
Sure. So we know that the quality of care and access to care is certainly important to health outcomes, but it's also a lot of those day-to-day activities and environment and social structures that we interact with that affect morbidity and mortality. So it's things like the built environment. How pedestrian friendly are we as a region? How many parks and playgrounds do we have for children and adults to get out and get that physical activity? It's also things like family social structure and supports. As we look at domestic violence rates, mental health, how are we cultivating a quality of life that includes health factors and health outcomes in that daily activity?
And we want your calls right now as we talk about the launch of the Clinton Health Initiative in Jacksonville, the Clinton Foundation Health Initiative. Ashley Smith-Juarez of the Duval County School Board is leading this effort for Northeast Florida. What are your questions and concerns about our community's health? 549-2937 to join the conversation. Jennifer in Mandarin starts us off. Hey, Jennifer, how are you today?
Great. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Really exciting and welcome news. And I want to ask you a question about a similar but definitely related topic. In that food and healthy food is the foundation of all health. So there's nothing you can do without good food. I mean, no amount of medicines, no amount of exercise will suffice with the lack of healthy food. And my question is if you would just speak to the idea that, or the situation that Congress is basically hoping to take away or allow for smaller farms to have to bear the burden of some pretty onerous regulations, food safety regulations, and that would basically disallow small farmers and local farmers the ability to raise food for their neighbors. I don't know if you're familiar with that at all, but there used to be an exemption, or there is an exemption, but it's now coming under fire and could be removed entirely so that small farmers would basically not be able to afford to raise food for their neighbors. Do you have any information about this, and what are your thoughts about that very idea that only big, giant farms could make our food for us, Frankenfoods?
Jennifer, thanks for that. That's a very interesting aspect of this. And not only does she raise an important point, Ashley, but just the quality of food in general that people are able to get, that's part of this too, right?
Certainly. And we know that diet and nutrition is one of those social determinants that is critically important to health and well-being. As a 501c3, we do not take position on policy specifically.
Like GMOs, for example.
But we can inform as to the importance of fresh fruits and vegetables, healthy diets, limited processed foods and others. So having that access to healthy foods, to fresh fruits and vegetables is certainly important for all of our communities. It is one of the data sets that we mark and that we look at. We also look at the prevalence of fast food and how people are accessing the food that they eat. So we will be looking at what is the agricultural production in the area, what is the transportation that it requires in order to get it to communities, and how do we try to shorten that that link to make sure that everyone has that as part of their daily diet.
And eliminate those food deserts in pockets of the city.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's 549-2937 to join First Coast Connect as we discuss the new Clinton Foundation Health Initiative. The Clinton Foundation has chosen Jacksonville as the fourth area of the country to launch this massive effort to improve our area's health and well-being. What are your questions? 549-2937. Let's go to Mary at the Beaches. Hello, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
And thank you for allowing me to bring my question forward. It's really a two-part question. I'm a registered nurse, actually a nurse practitioner. I've been very active in the community in terms of volunteer work. And I know that several years ago we did a community study that looked at the issues that were presented to people that have asthma and other lung diseases. And we found that there were many, many, many people that were working but weren't making enough money to be able to afford health insurance or medication, but that were suffering from asthma and really needed some way to enter the healthcare system other than through the huge community conglomerate that's associated around Shands-Jacksonville. So I guess my question is asthma part of this? Will it be part of this? And are there opportunities for healthcare professionals to volunteer?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, Mary. And of course, we've got a huge healthcare community in the city and in the region. What about that?
Sure. And that's part of the beauty of this initiative is that there is national learning, national support, but there's also the opportunity to customize based on the community's individual needs. So we know that asthma, that we have high rates of asthma here in Northeast Florida, and that is something that is on the radar of CHMI and of the work that we will do moving forward. We know that there's an education lift there as well as an access to care lift. And so we will be looking at both of those things, again, depending on the community's feedback and priorities that come in with that convening. But it's certainly something that we are aware of and that we'll stay attuned to as we look at this work.
Is that a big irony that you're in a big issue you're looking at? We have outstanding healthcare facilities in this area. We're a medical tourism hub. We've got the Mayo Clinic, for example, and many other outstanding hospitals and research facilities. But yet many of the people that live in this area don't have access to care.
And that is a critical point of the work. It also reemphasizes the access to care issue, but also those social determinants and the health outcomes of those individuals. So sometimes even those who have the ability to get care don't necessarily have the ability to take care of themselves when they are not in that acute setting. For example, in Baker County, there is a much higher ratio of population per physician that's there. And as well, they have a lot more preventable hospital stays than some of the other counties. And so we need to look at those connections, but also understand them. Does it mean that we need more physicians in Baker, or does it mean that we need better telemedicine opportunities? Opportunities for people to have access to healthcare professionals without necessarily needing to have transportation to and from those specific sites. Those are questions that we'll be asking, not answers that I'm giving you this
right,
morning.
Right. You're just getting started with this. And lots of calls, meanwhile, about the Clinton Foundation Health Initiative. It's coming to Jacksonville. Zimetra in St. John's. Is that your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Hi, yes, excited to hear about the new initiative. My question is, I was wondering, how does one get one to be more interested in an active participant in having more healthy practices as far as eating, maybe chronic conditions through smoking? What, with the new initiative, are there plans to educate those in the poor communities to see the benefits of better health through eating better? Because those are some of the challenges, getting one to see the benefits through these healthy changes and also how it affects one financially. If, you know, they enter in healthier practices, then there's benefits through that. So what are the plans to educate those within the area for those to get the word out?
Sure. Thanks for the question.
Sure, absolutely. And I spoke earlier about the strategies of the initiative, and I'll speak briefly to the tactics and how we go about this work. The Clinton Foundation builds partnerships of great purpose. We are here to help coordinate a community collaborative to enhance and undergird the work that's already happening, expand those things that are working, and identify areas where we may have gaps and may need some best practices to bring from other communities or other places across the country. So we do that through activating individuals, giving them more tools and education around their own health, as well as engaging the private sector in their own internal health and wellness practices, as well as their product and service delivery, how they can view their work through a health lens without necessarily having to change the ultimate goal of their of their enterprise, and then also through this community transformation, reaching out and understanding what organizations are currently doing the work, what kind of marketing or publicity might they need, or where are the gaps, where do they need additional resources. And sometimes that is relationship capital or intellectual capital. It's not always dollars and cents, although we know that that contributes and helps as well. So as we talk about chronic conditions that are a result of some of these individual practices, like smoking, we know that we have to be vigilant about those things, especially with our teen smokers. Although those rates have been declining in recent years, we have to continue to be vigilant because the CDC knows that of teens who begin smoking before age 18, over half will develop an illness and ultimately die from that habit. So it is incredibly important that we get those individuals the information that they need in order to know and understand the choices that they're making about their own health.
Lots of tweets coming into the show from Zach. Jacksonville is lucky to have Ashley Smith Juarez doing great things for our citizens, both in education and health.
Thank you, Zach.
From Paul, kudos to the Clintons. It's encouraging to see them remain active in improving the general welfare. Few former presidents do that, reference to the Clinton Foundation. Let's go up to Folkston, Georgia. Alan is on the line. Hi, Alan. How are things up in Folkston?
Unhealthy.
Unhealthy. Oh, boy. Unhealthy. Well, then we welcome your call. What are your thoughts?
I'm just wondering if some information is going to be disseminated about probably the most dangerous things that we face, and those are the dangers of processed foods and beef, pork, chicken, and turkey raised on these large animal factories and given antibiotics, hormones, everything you can think of. And one more thing. Studies prove that doctors believe themselves and they are not well educated on nutrition. And that is one reason why when you go to a doctor, you'll get a little information about nutrition. You'll get a prescription with more side effects that are liable to kill you. I think that there's just not enough information being put out about the dangers of processed foods, these meats I've just talked about, and the fact that doctors need to have more nutrition education. I'll cut you off and listen to you.
Thank you, Alan. That's Alan up in Folkston, Georgia. All part of your portfolio, isn't it? Educating the public about that part of our health challenges.
Yes, absolutely. And it is about getting information out to individuals so that they can make more informed choices about their own health and their own practices. Certainly, the Affordable Health Care Act, love it or hate it, agree with it or not, will move us from more of a sick care model to a prevention and wellness model.
And that includes nutrition, right?
And that includes nutrition. So it's a critical issue, and it's something that we know affects morbidity and mortality, and we will be focused on with this work moving forward.
Aaron in Jacksonville, thanks for holding. Aaron, good morning to you. Okay, Aaron, give us a call back. Let's go out to the beaches once again. Cindy in Jacksonville Beach on the line. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Melissa and Ashley. We are an organization that you're both very familiar with that runs federally qualified healthcare centers for the homeless. So we're the healthcare for the homeless provider. And surprisingly, this is the very first I'm hearing about this Clinton initiative, which I'm very excited to hear about. But I'm wondering, Ashley, what your plans are to bring the homeless providers into this conversation. I'm sure you know that we have the most vulnerable, medically vulnerable population. And unfortunately, with the Affordable Care Act and the fact that Florida has refused to expand Medicaid and that anyone earning less than 138% of the poverty guideline is not eligible to even get into the exchange, our population is left out in the cold all the way around. So I'm just wondering what your plans are to involve the homeless providers in this conversation.
Yeah, and that's Cindy Funkhauser on the line, heading up the Sulzbacher Center. Hi, Cindy.
Yes,
thanks for that call.
Is.
Thank you for that question, Cindy. Okay, so when it comes to the homeless and the working poor, who won't qualify for that Medicaid expansion in Florida. They will be left out of this expanded access to coverage. What about those questions?
Sure. And thank you, Cindy, for calling in and for the work that you do every day to enhance quality of life for the homeless population and for our region as a whole. As we look at populations, this initiative will focus on children to seniors, the most poor to the most affluent, but we know that there are populations within those broad spectrums that are more vulnerable. And certainly the homeless providers are an important voice as we talk about stakeholders in this particular arena, and we'll be engaging them as we move forward. And access to care, quality of care is an important issue for all of our community as we look at organizations that provide care to the working uninsured or to the unemployed. How are those services being delivered? How accessible are they to individuals? And how do we make sure that each individual is able to access the care that they need? Those will all be questions that we will be asking and working to build partnerships that will answer them along the way.
Hmm. Let's go to Noel in Jacksonville. Hi, Noel. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I just had two quick questions for Ashley. I recently retired from a Florida State College of Jacksonville after teaching there for 31 years. But prior to retirement, I prepared myself by getting a master's degree in geriatrics management and another one, a master's degree in healthcare administration, because I wanted to work with senior citizens as my second career. So my two questions are, where would I learn of any open or vacant positions in this initiative? And number two, how could I learn when the December meeting, which was mentioned earlier, might
be held? Sure. Two great questions. So let's close with that. How can people get involved and how can they come out to this opening event?
Yes. Thank you, Noel, for circling us back to Mary's earlier question about volunteering and getting engaged. This is an initiative that will take all comers. We are a big tent and we want to engage the expertise of all individuals throughout the community. The December 18th convening will be one that is by invitation only because we're being very careful to balance the stakeholders that are there geographically, by sector, by area of expertise. But certainly would love to take any comments that folks have. My email address is A as in Apple, Smith Juarez, J-U-A-R-E-Z, at clintonfoundation.org. Any thoughts or abilities that folks may have, certainly send them there. And likely what we will be doing is resourcing those people back out to the organizations that best align with their expertise and their ability to chip in and help out with all that we're trying to do for health and wellness in the area to contribute to quality of life.
And we'll have contact information on our website today about the Clinton Foundation Health Initiative in Northeast Florida. Director Ashley Smith Juarez, thanks for sharing the news with the community this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa.
And we look forward to seeing what happens next.